Welcome back to Blackout, House of Bob's cyberpunk adventure set in the Vantal Megaplex and powered by the Sprawl RPG system.
Hey, I'm Sean, and I'm playing Cass, the ex-skip tracer fighting to pay his debts and settle old scores.
Hi, I'm Schubert. I'll be playing Bunk, the beat hacker.
I'm Dan. I'll be playing Tiz, the hard-nosed reporter tracking down corruption no matter the cost.
Hi, I'm Christina, and I'm playing the action star Jin Bae. You might know me as Sarge from my film series, Exodus Base, The Last Sun, 1-7.
And I'm Jake, your GM. If you want to support the show, check us out on Patreon, give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, or just tell your friends about us. Roll on. On the last session, you guys had more or less finalized your strategy for moving into the Exhale warehouse to get that prime footage that you need. You were sitting at 1500 on the action clock, still got lots of room there. You still have a budget clock segment as well if you need to any last minute purchases, a good amount of gear and intel and contacts still to spend. The story clock for MassCorp, you've got 4 out of 6 slots filled out. Noise is still just sitting at 2, so you've got a head start on MassCorp. If you can do this right, it's likely that they won't be able to cover things up before you uncover the truth.
So we only need 2 more slots covered on our MassCorp story clock before we've essentially covered the story.
Yeah, before you have irrefutable evidence and are in a position to broadcast it, you know, in an appropriate fashion. So the lot of you, Cass, Tiss, Bunk, and Jin, along with 2 members of the Jinfantry, have loaded into Thule's HVAC repair truck, and you're making your way out of the city. I wanted to see actually how you guys individually are kind of feeling about the mission, because obviously the last one didn't go so hot. People have had some mixed feelings about, you know, their choice of profession at this point. So how are you guys feeling now?
Tiss actually he's got like a new mission in life, basically. Like, he was pretty downtrodden from the last mission and was kind of aimless for a while. But now that MassCorp has kind of come up on his radar again, like, he's definitely found a new purpose. So he's feeling motivated to kind of get back on track.
Cool. What about Cass?
Cass is ready to redeem himself. Hopefully this mission will give him the clout that he needs to get back off the streets, get out from under the radar, or maybe even find some way to clear his name. Perhaps his work at the docks was just another effort for Jin's movie that had gone terribly, terribly wrong. Certainly he could be pardoned of all of this, if only this goes well.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned a couple episodes ago that corporate power can often outweigh, you know, actual governmental power. So absolutely, having an ally, having done a successful job for this company, might give you some more options at the very least. Reputation is everything for people in your position.
That's my hope.
What about Bunk?
Bunk is feeling exactly like he does before every mission, which is really not filling him with a lot of confidence, but basically feels like, we've done all this planning. We've done everything we can possibly do to make this go as well as possible. And yet, I can't help but feel like something's going to go horribly wrong at some point. And I'm just looking, I'm very on edge and looking out for that one thing that's going to go wrong.
I mean, it wouldn't be exciting if nothing went wrong.
Yeah, I'm just looking out for it so I can nip it in the bud.
Does Bunk feel better about the content of this operation? Like you said before, you didn't really know why you were doing the jobs that you did before. You felt like there were bad reasoning or bad motivations behind them.
Yeah, no, Bunk is feeling a lot better about the actual content of this mission. He's obviously still suspicious because this is still, in the end, it's a corporation that he doesn't have a lot of trust or love for. Mm-hmm. Putting this whole thing on, being a pistol. But he feels pretty good about going after MassCorp. That's what he's been wanting to do this whole time, basically. So he feels pretty good about it. He's just so worried that it's not going to go well. So he's kind of just like not letting himself get his hopes up, I guess. And he's just like, right now he's on edge. And if this mission goes well, he's going to be like elated and he's going to get so many fresh new threads.
We haven't known Jin for long, but what, any thoughts rattling around in that big old brain of his?
Yeah, I mean, he's actually pretty psyched. Like, he's never done anything, obviously, like this for real. So I think he has a little bit of, like, fake confidence. Like, you know, just confidence built from, like, thinking that he's had this experience so that he knows what he's getting into. So he might be actually in over his head a little bit, but he's not really that aware of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you get some feelings of invincibility from doing all those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Plus, he had such a good spinach shake today. Like, man, that really got his ketones and chakras in the right places.
Are you not having kale boats anymore, or is that passe?
Oh, well, our relationship, you know, they're just not paying me to be their sponsor anymore.
Cool. Well, you guys have your moments of introspection inside the van, and before we know it, we're at the security checkpoint outside of Vantil on the way to Cascade. You guys know how to do the paperwork. You know, kind of the right things to say. I do think the situation is a little more suspicious now. You've got six people jammed into this repair van with somewhat illicit goods in the back, as well as, you know, most of them look like they're heavily armed muscle boys. So I do want to get a cool act under pressure check from one of you to see how it goes at the checkpoint.
I'm wondering, can I aid somebody by maybe paying this guy off a little bit? Give him a cred or two?
I think you could do that to save a failed roll, let's say.
Okay. But,
yeah.
Like, who's driving this vehicle? Because maybe they would be the one to kind of roll down the window and do the talking.
I do believe you assigned Jin to be the face man for this mission.
Yeah.
So I sure did.
I guess I'm at the wheel and, you know,
the one person
I'm handing in the paperwork
with.
on the clipboard, but like clipped on top of the clipboard is maybe a cred stick.
Just, you really want to bribe this guy.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Jin got a 5 total.
Oh my God. We're all going to have to aid.
That's why I put that cred stick there.
Mm-hmm. No, I think if you're willing to drop a cred right now, then that's probably as much as this guy gets paid all day. He's happy to look the other direction. I mean, if anything, he's probably intimidated by all these people in here. So he puts the clipboard down and, you know, slides the credit chip into his breast pocket and waves you on.
Yeah, I just give him a wink and we're off.
You continue on. In order to get to kind of the north side of the facility where the burnt out wall is, you have to go through the tree farms a little bit. So you find a spot to park the van, you know, in behind a cusp where it's hopefully unnoticed. And make your way through the tree farms until you get to the north side. And you see, yeah, so there's a section of the chain link fence along the outside that is destroyed. And you can see where a little camera post used to be. And then you see the, you know, concrete warehouse wall further in is also crumbled. And you see it is covered in burn marks and ashen in the area around it.
Oh, well, I think we all jump out of the van and start setting up.
I'm thinking, should we get the drone to scout ahead for us a little bit, maybe?
That sounds like a smart move.
Where are we headed next, boss?
We're going in.
Yeah, we're going in through the warehouse, right?
Yeah, the break to the north side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Maybe I should just go send the drone in there and have a little look-see-loo, as we say in the biz. Right, Jin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Look-see-loo.
So cool.
Sure. You send the drone in and it gets past the chain link fence before you get to the warehouse proper. You see through the camera lens a little bit of activity. You see a small security drone. Looks like it's doing a lap alongside the perimeter, kind of coming from the west side to the east side. And it will probably kind of roughly cross paths with the camera at this point.
All right, I'm going to get the drone out of the way before it gets seen. But I'm thinking maybe we should do something about this security drone.
Does it look like it's weaponized? Is it an attack drone, or is it going to just sound an alarm on us?
Yeah, it does look like there's a small weapon on the underside of the drone. You know, it's not quite as heavy duty as some of the other encounters you've had, like, you know, the big machine gun turrets at the harbor or anything like that, but maybe even like a stun weapon or something like that on the bottom of the drone.
Bunk, I think maybe you're best off just to keep your drone out of the way, let it go on past. If it starts shooting and it gets loud, well, we've blown our whole entrance.
Yeah, I mean, if we take it down, odds are that somebody will notice. Okay, sounds good. I think just get the drone out of the way and then keep looking around in the warehouse if I can, once the security drone is passed.
Sure. Why don't you roll? It would probably be cool to get the drone through a route that's going to avoid the cameras and the occasional security drone patrols.
I can try to be cool. Yeah, is there anybody who can help me out at all with this? I don't know how you would. I'm just looking at the drone footage. I'm showing all of you guys as well, obviously. Like, I have a little display that I'm showing everybody, little pad.
If you're focused 100% on that, then one of us could be watching the actual yard around and giving you a heads up if something's starting to come around.
Yeah, good point.
One of you can be, you know, a spotter, essentially, for sure. So if someone wants to roll links with Bunk to assist.
Tis, you got those binocular eyes, don't you?
Oh, dang. I actually might not need it. I rolled a 10.
Okay, cool. I won't bother.
Put your binoculars away.
Yeah, there's still a couple cameras at the warehouse entrance, as well as this occasional security drone patrolling around. But you're able to expertly weave and plan out the patrol times and that kind of thing. And you get the camera inside. Inside the facility itself, it really shows signs of abandonment. It's aged and decrepit. There is thick dust covering all the machinery. I guess this is the warehouse, so, you know, thick dust covering all the shelves and the crates and storage facilities. At first, when you get the drone in there, you get a spook because you think you see someone, but it's just one of these robots hanging from the tracks on the ceiling, and there's a line of these, you know, manipulator arms and grabbers and storage units that make up this track that heads from in along the warehouse shelves and then out into the other sections of the facility. What are you looking for?
I'm just doing like a panoramic shot right now, taking it all in with the camera.
Is it all clear, Bunk? Are we able to head in there? Is it safe?
Looks pretty safe. There's a bunch of robots, but they all look pretty shut off.
Any like cargo or boxes around?
Yeah, there are some boxes and crates and storage units.
Can we zoom in with this drone and check around for maybe like some recent footprints in the... I assume this is like a dusty place if it's abandoned.
Yeah, sure. How about you do edge then again?
Oh boy. The other thing I wanted to check for is where is the power coming from for all these robots? I assume there's some like central processing unit that powers them all. But first I will check the floor for footprints. I'm a real Sherlock Holmes, guys.
Yeah.
Wait.
You get one question, right? So,
yeah, what do I notice despite an effort to conceal it? That's always a goodie.
So further into the warehouse, you notice that there is basically a hatch that leads to lower levels and basically covered up. There's a big like shipping container that is over top of this hatch. But you can see there's like a little control panel beside it that is currently uncovered. It looks like maybe someone was in a hurry and didn't cover this properly, but it is blocked by this shipping container, but you can spot it.
Oh man, that makes me worried to think that somebody might've been in a hurry. Maybe they're still nearby or something. Okay. I'm obviously relaying that to all of you guys. So I don't actually see any footprints, but I do see a crate covering a hatch.
Yep.
I think we should head in.
Sounds good.
If it's clear, we'll keep an eye out for the other drone. Mm-hmm. And we head in, we get our foothold in the enemy's territory.
Okay. The director calls a couple of the guys to start using some smoke machines for our entrance.
So they start dropping dry ice into the parking lots.
Yeah.
Like, I thought we were trying to go unnoticed, but
trying to be stealth,
like, I would
guys.
Notice smoke on like a camera. I'd be like, oh, That's maybe a warning.
Not like a lot, like, you
it's
know.
Mist coming off the river.
You know how like in like old TV shows, they always had like that one kind of rolling on the floor? That's more what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but
not like streams and like smoke coming everywhere.
I saw like a weird mist coming on my camera.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a weird mist, just like in all those movies I watch. That's fine. I won't worry about it.
Yeah. That's a risk we're willing to take. Yeah. Couldn't we just put that in after?
Yeah, couldn't that be added in after? That's a very good point. That would be easy to CGI.
I don't know, man. If you CG it.
Do you know how expensive visual effects are?
Yeah. And then Mass Kirkman just be like, oh, it's all fake. They CG'd the whole thing, right? It's got to be au naturel.
That was real fake smoke they pumped in.
Well, of course you want there to be smoke, Jake.
I'm indifferent.
I like the mental image, so we're doing what I said.
And then a silent alarm goes off.
That's gonna happen anyway.
That's half the reason I wear this mask, is because there's so much dry ice and smoke everywhere I go,
just billowing.
You guys make your way into the warehouse, hurriedly crossing the stretch of open area between the outer fence and the inner wall, and duck in behind one of the shelving units as soon as you get into the warehouse and peek around to see if anything's changed or if there's any new information. But it's, as I described it earlier, looks pretty quiet, pretty abandoned at the moment.
Sounds good. I start to look around. Jin definitely wants to kind of go where that hatch is covered up, because that sounded real interesting from the report Bunk gave.
Yeah, we could have a real dramatic reveal.
Throw open that hatch, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Get these muscle boys to move aside the crate.
Yeah, well, how big is this crate? Are we talking like a shipping container or what?
It's like the trailer that would have come off the back of one of the trucks.
Yeah, so like a shipping container, yeah.
Yeah.
Do I see any scratch marks or anything, like, to indicate which way it would go?
Yeah, let's get closer.
That's
the plan.
Mm-hmm. Let's get in.
Yeah, you start heading towards the center of the warehouse where this hatch is. It's really quiet in here. It feels like every footstep echoes and bounces off of all the different shelving units and creates this echo chamber in here.
Are any of the robotic arms moving around right now, or no?
Not currently, no.
Not until like one of us back up into it, and then it just like a robotic hand like drops over your shoulder and you're like...
And then you just laugh, ha ha ha, it's just this other thing. And then the real thing comes out from the side.
I think Bunk notices it first, because he's got like a infrared on your scanner there. And you do see a drone that is coming around a corner on the other side of the warehouse. Looks like another one of these little security patrol drones.
All right. Is there any way we can all get out of the way of it? Like... Is this a new drone that I haven't seen before yet?
I don't know if you could easily tell, at least not, you know, right now in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, I guess I was just thinking, I have an idea of where these drones have been flying around in their kind of loop. So maybe I have some idea of where we might just be able to duck out of the way for a second.
Mm-hmm. There's any number of ways you could get around this. It depends kind of what you want to roll. I think if you're doing that method, it would maybe be either edge, because you've plotted out the routes and you can use your experience to figure out, you know, where they would likely to be go. Mm-hmm. Could maybe be mind as well if you were doing that just with your brain power.
Mm-hmm. Just doing mental calculations.
Yeah, some mental math. I am, because you guys are such a big group, I'm going to have the group hinder you on this roll.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
No, this way. No, we have to go over there.
Yeah, it's a big group and... There are shelving units, but a lot of them are empty, so there's not a lot of places to hide. So a hinder is a -2 on the roll.
Oh man.
Can I call to the fact that my dudes actually have the plus discipline on theirs?
Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah. So they're at least trained a little bit. You said they were ex-military, yeah. I think, too, right? So, okay. So let's say a -1 then instead.
So then that counteracts the plus one. Oh, no, that's the plus. You had a +1 to drive the drone. So,
well, we also have those stealth suits. I figure that has to help too, right?
If your objective is just to hide, yes. Mm-hmm. Right now you're trying to figure out what their route is so you can avoid them that way. And that's different.
Right. Okay. What do you think, guys? Should I try to big brain this?
It seems like it makes sense.
All right.
I think you should galaxy brain it.
Galaxy brain. Thank you. I rolled a 10. I got plus 2 mind.
Cool. And the plus 1 and the minus 1 cancel out. So 12. Easy
peasy. Not too shabby. I did the math.
All right, Bunk, yeah. Where are we going?
So I think what sounds like a good idea is that maybe, I mean, I know we hate splitting up, but it makes sense, I think, for maybe Bunk and a couple of guys to go try to, like, reroute the actual, like, helicopters, or, sorry.
The drones.
Drones. Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to keep giving us trouble. So, yeah, Bunk, you and one of these military ops guys head out. I want you to take the drone control room there. Maybe you could even use them to help us out or keep an eye out for us.
No.
What's that guy's name?
I just call him G.
G.
Yeah, he's my G, so I call him G.
Yeah. Right.
I think he said it started with a G.
Who are we talking about?
The military about dude. This red shirt.
Military guy. With him. Graham or something?
The infantry.
Gerard? I don't know. I just call
Gerard
him G.
Gerard sounds good.
I like Gerard.
Yeah, because I'm going to picture Gerard Butler now.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to win with him by your side for sure.
Totally.
Okay, cool. So it sounds like Cass, Jin, and Tiss, and one Jinfantry guy are going to the shipping container, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Bunk and Gerard are trying to split off and find some way to access the drone controls. If you want to know where the drone control console is in this facility, that might be an intel to spend. Or figure it out on the fly.
I could do that because I got intel from when Elena was working here. Mm-hmm. So, I pull out a little map that I had scribbled out on. Well, I'm pretty sure this outbuilding here on the east side, that's where you'll find the control tower. You head out there. Maybe you can reroute those drones or even control them.
All right, just hold it still so I can scan it. I can't read your hand-drawn
just take
maps.
Take the piece of paper.
What do I do with this?
You put it in your
pocket.
You
take a screenshot of it. Don't worry.
Okay, I got
he's
it.
He's like trying to shove it into the USB port on his VR thing.
He's folding it into little smaller pieces. I also give him I had the blueprints for all of the ventilation shafts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
You know that those are here. I don't think you have the blueprints for them. The blueprints that you found were for the, like, just the layout of the facility, the map. That's what got you the map. But you do know that there are a pretty extensive ventilation network.
Didn't I have the blueprints for that? Because that was the one thing I chose at the beginning. Because you gave us intel.
I gave you could choose some facts about the factory. Bunk chose that there were these robot things. You chose that there was a ventilation system.
Oh, right. I just decided there was one.
Yeah, okay, it is there. You know, you could spend intel to find stuff out about it or just find it here. But yeah, you don't have like a map of it, so to speak.
Never mind. I just tell you, there's vents here.
And I'm like, nice,
I hope this
dude.
Helps. Yeah.
It's why we put HVAC on the van.
Yeah.
Okay, hopefully I don't have to crawl through the air ducts, but...
Yeah, especially because like real life air ducts have like blades in them and stuff.
All right, Bunk. I hope we see you again.
That's a good plan C.
What's the plan A then, Bunk?
Okay, so me and Gerard... I don't know if the idea is to take out this other drone, but at least reroute it. So maybe I can just kind of get Gerard to lead me around while I'm more focused on my hacking. And he can kind of just guide me around and make sure I'm not getting spotted by anything while I'm trying to remotely hack into this drone. Maybe send it some different coordinates.
You just want to try to remotely hack into the drone and have Gerard is basically just a working lookout for you?
Yeah. Now, in saying that, I realized if I fuck up on this hack, we could have security coming down on us pretty hard very quickly.
Maybe try to get to the control room or something.
That didn't go very well last time either.
That's true.
But there's nobody, in theory, in this one. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to do something that seems like it's coming from multiple sources rather than just me trying to hack into it. I assume this thing runs on some kind of like, you know, cloud-based server for all of its higher functions or something. Maybe. Maybe I could shut that down. Like, you know, shut down its GPS.
Okay.
Not by hacking into the drone itself, but by hacking into the actual like system.
Yeah. So I think there's a couple options. There is go physically to the drone control room. You could do like, yeah, just try to fill this area with so many signals that it's getting in the way of the drone signal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is doable. I don't know that you would necessarily have the equipment to do that. Like, I feel you need some kind of, you know, special transmitter or something, which could easily have been something you 3D printed.
Okay. I would assume that we might run into counter drones. So I think that might be something I might have 3D printed before the mission. Something to basically just mess with the GPS coordinating system of nearby drones.
Cool. No, that sounds good. Now, I mean, the question is, what do they do, you know, when they can't follow their original order, right? You know, at the very least that you've disrupted this patrol. You don't necessarily know what they're going to do in response to that.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just hoping that it doesn't appear like it will be disrupted and that will be obvious, but I'm hoping from the way I've gone about it, it doesn't immediately appear as a targeted attack.
Yeah.
Is this something we could maybe hold off until, like, maybe we need to do it?
Well, no, we need to do it now because it's like coming around every like few.
Yeah. The issue is that the drones are going to keep coming until
it's so frequent that we wouldn't be able to get in the hatch before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Possibly.
Basically just buzzing around the warehouse. So need to deal with it.
Yeah. I think it makes sense. Like you're just making it look like, I mean, I'm sure interference happens all the time, especially because other corporations are here.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you've done is fine. I think it works the way you want it to. Again, you just don't necessarily know what the next step will be if the drone is going to start, you know, doing a diagnostic or whatever. Right. So it at the very least will give these guys some time to figure out the hatch.
Sounds good.
I hope this hatch is worth it. Something.
It's a janitor's closet. You pull out this transmitter that you hacked together earlier and start just flooding the area with signals to get in the way of the drone's positioning. Where before you saw it turn right on its route and instead just goes straight and starts kind of bouncing up against the wall, just kind of back and forth, like a Roomba that's trying to get to some dirt that it can't reach. And then let's pop back to the hatch then. So you guys with the drone, at least for now, occupied, are able to sneak over to where you saw the hatch. Again, there's this big truck trailer, essentially, on top of it. But you can see where the control panel is just beside it that isn't totally covered up. You just got to figure out how to get in there.
Yeah.
So the control panel controls the hatch or the, like a crane or what?
The control panel is just to the side of the hatch. It's just like a 9-digit keypad. You would assume it is for access to the hatch, yeah.
And it was partially concealed, but...
Yes, you guys found it with your
Is it still covered with the cargo or...?
The hatch itself is.
Yeah. So Jin is going to look for a, you know, some sort of...
pallet jack or something.
Or like maybe just one of those little carts that a lot of these places would
have. Like picture the back of a semi-trailer truck, right? It's a big container. You're not moving it with a manual pallet jack or anything like that.
Right. But we do need it out of the way to get in there, though.
Is there a crane? You're like, I know this isn't the factory, but you said there's robots hanging from the ceiling and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, you take a look at the tracks, and there are definitely some cranes there that look like possibly designed specifically for the purpose of moving boxes around in this warehouse. So,
all right. So Tiz has some experience with this.
Oh,
he's moved some in the last mission. He moved some crates around. Successfully, I might add. He actually put one on a truck.
That's true.
Oh, wow.
First, I would like to check, is there anything in the container?
The container, you pop around the back door, it's unlocked, and you see nothing inside.
Is there a false back or a trap door in it?
You check for false doors and traps, and you find none.
I look for the controls for the crane arm.
Or for the robots, you mean?
Yeah. The robot arm that would pick up the crate.
Actually, along a couple of walls of the warehouse, you see stairs that lead up to a catwalk. And this catwalk goes across and along the perimeter of the warehouse. And you see there's a few terminals on these walkways, which you presume would be the controls for the tracks and the bots.
Okay. I want to take the other brute with me.
Sophia?
Okay. Sophia, you're with me. You're going to watch what I do, basically, because once we open up that hatch, us three are going to go in and you're going to put the crate back on top.
You are a crazy person. but I like it.
Well, these drones are probably going to come back, right? And if they notice that, like...
He just disabled them.
Yeah, but for how long?
Yeah, that's the thing we don't
know. Yeah, it's not disabled. It's just being messed with. All right. It might start looking around. No, I think that's a good plan. We just need a way to get out.
Yeah, if the idea is to post Sophia here, then presumably they'd be able to let you out later. You've got your comms to communicate with them.
You have to imagine there's another way out, though, because if someone went down under there, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, there's got to be an emergency exit.
There's also probably more than one exit, yeah.
Yes.
Are you willing to gamble your life on that?
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's why we're here, Bonk.
Cass very specifically did not hear any part of that plan and does not know that's about to happen.
That's weird that we had it without you, this whole plan.
Well, I came up to Jin and be like, I'm going to borrow Sophie for a bit.
Sounds good, brother.
So we go up to, well, you said it was on like a catwalk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we go up to the catwalk and hopefully the controls look somewhat familiar to me.
Yeah, you head up the catwalk and your boots clang on the metal steps, but you make it over to the control panel terminal. And I wouldn't say it's familiar, but, you know, there's a joystick and a few buttons. You think you can probably figure it out. The issue is there does seem to be a key card swipe.
Oh, God.
In order to access it.
I started looking around.
Oh, there's one right there.
Okay, thank you. Sweet, I get it.
Well, because you looked.
Yeah, if you didn't say you looked, yeah.
Yeah.
You go to flip it over, and it's actually a gift card for the Turkish noodle shop.
Oh, you should still pocket that.
That's still like a consolation prize. Yeah.
That's a mission success.
Yeah, I'm netting a profit right now.
These guys just aren't going to let you just waltz in here, man.
Yeah. That's weird.
All right, we might have to investigate further inside then, because I think our end goal is probably getting this hatch, but... We might have to go elsewhere inside these buildings to actually find a way in. I don't see any other way to move this crate, honestly, without...
Right.
You found, like, the control panel. There's just no access card.
Yeah, keypad entry. Yeah, or swipe card entry.
Okay, well, you guys do have a hacker. I could possibly get in that.
Yeah, you're a little preoccupied at the moment, but...
He's done his drone thing. He can get back to you.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Yeah, he sets up the transmitter. And he doesn't have to watch it after that.
Okay. Sure, I'll give Bunk a call on her headsets and tell him to meet me up on the catwalk.
I'm trying to get into this. What is it? It's the robot
controls. Just a control panel. Yeah,
it's the control panel for the robot tracks, so the manipulator arms and cranes and that kind of thing.
Well, this is going a lot better than last time. There's nobody here, so.
Yeah.
Shut up. Well, while this is going on, Jin's going to like scout ahead, I think, a little bit. To what's next towards the factory right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. And see if there's any way to actually get in there.
I'll assist Bunk on the hack as well.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
What do you know about hacking?
Not much.
He gives me a massage.
I tell him these are the buttons that I want to be working. See this button here? Get it working.
So you're like a grandpa helping.
Yeah. So he gives you a minus two.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not how it works, and you're being very distracted. Oh, man.
While Bunk starts to jack into the side of the control panel, we'll just watch Jin as they walk down the warehouse hall towards the factory. And you do see a big metal door between here and the factory. Again, seems to have swipe card access.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's kind of all you can see from here.
Jin is going to try to kick down the door. It doesn't mean it's going to work. It's just going to try to do this.
It's absolutely not going to work.
It's just going to be really loud. What it is going to
do is be incredibly loud.
Oh, yeah. Fine. Jin, yes, it's boring.
Have you never done like a stealth movie?
Like, you've seen stealth movies, right? They usually aren't actually stealthy, like, at all.
Yeah.
That's true. Every action movie is a stealth movie until the explosion happens.
Yeah, Jin's not in any, like, realistic stealth movies.
No,
you have to imagine,
true.
This is, like, we're not at the climax of the movie yet, so you have to, like, lay low a little bit longer.
Nice, putting it in terms Jin can understand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You need the climax a little bit later.
It's gotta be got to be a really boring movie, not a Jin movie.
Yeah, we're in the build-up still, Jin.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to see then, look for, or look around and maybe try to see if I can find maybe some leftover employee gear then, and hopefully find maybe a key card or something that we can use. Want to help me out, Cass? Let's go to the break room area or like the change room area.
Yeah, let's go to the back break room first. Hopefully there's something there.
Where are you guys going? Yeah. I thought we were going in this hatch.
Yeah, but we got to wait for you to move it.
I'm doing that literally right now.
Okay, then let's do it. And
you guys are wandering off while we're trying to get in.
Yeah, let's just see if this hack works.
Yeah, this is a pretty big facility too. So if you guys branch off and start exploring the other parts of it, you'll be pretty separated. Yeah,
I'm ready to go down this hatch. Let's just do it.
So Bunk, we need you to log in there.
I rolled a 3. I have +2 mind, so that's a 5.
Mm-mm.
Then a 6 plus your +1.
Oh, I also have a +1, so 6. So if somebody can aid me on this.
All right, so see these buttons right here?
No.
Can somebody aid me that isn't completely inept?
I honestly don't know if any of them can aid you on a login. I mean, I'd be happy to be convinced otherwise, but I don't see how.
No, that's totally fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fail.
Okay. Well, that's bad.
So you lose your, here's the plan. So you don't get that +1 ongoing anymore. You still get into the system, but I get to choose 2 consequences.
Everyone knows you're here.
I'm starting to get flashbacks, guys.
All right. I zoom in on Bunk's face when he fails to get that reaction shot.
Just kind of falls down.
Yeah. And he's like, oh shit.
You log into the system here and immediately you notice that your entry was logged, right? There's a database that tracks everybody who swipes in and out, and just that entry point has been noted, which is going to give a passive trace. So they're already at +1 trace in order to find you.
Okay.
And then also, because the system is designed such that each user is separate, your access to different systems in here is restricted. So you're going to get a -1 on all your roles inside of the system.
Okay.
All right. But we're in?
Well, you're into the system.
Does that mean I can use the controls then?
No, Bunk is logged into the computer. He needs to give you guys access.
Okay. So he has another hack to make.
Yeah. I think it's probably going to be a compromised security in order to get past the basic security systems in this network. And then a manipulate to actually basically give you guys access to trick the computer into thinking that someone with a valid card has swiped.
Okay. I don't know if this is the right term or whatever, but can I kind of replace one of those roles with some intel that I got from Vedweer? Since I got basically all of his passwords, so.
He doesn't work at this facility, though, so his login wouldn't help here. I think we could probably figure out some way that an intel makes sense here, but.
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever hack Elena's stuff?
No.
No. Okay. So we don't have any of her old passwords.
Yeah. And I think we found out she was actually pretty good with security stuff.
Yeah. She was hard to hack. So
Vedweer really has nothing to do with this facility. Mm-hmm. He sends trucks here. That's all he does. But I think, you got some access to some of his MassCorp credentials. So you at least have the idea of, all the user accounts start with these 3 numbers and then end with an X or whatever. Right. So you have that information to help you out, which when you use an intel, you get +1 on the results on the roll.
Okay, sounds good. Sorry, what was that first thing I'm rolling?
So it's going to be compromised security, which is mind.
Right.
You're getting a -1 from the poor login check, but then a +1 from your intel. So just rolling mind.
Nice. All right, I rolled a 9, +2 is 11.
Awesome. There's some pretty basic security on the system. Again, it's kind of just separates individual users and tracks their usage, right? And you're able to get past that relatively easily. So then it's just a matter of basically adding a fake user that you can use now. So manipulate systems synth, -1 from the login role.
4.
Ooh, that's like a big fail too.
That's what these dice are doing to me. They're either like, yeah, you're good, or no, you're totally fucked.
So you maneuver to start adding in this fake account that you can use, and you just notice it too late, but like trace inside the system has reached the user account. It doesn't reach you, but it notices this fake user account. And I'm going to do 2 things. I'm going to pop up the action clock by 1.
Ew.
And then everybody in or out of a matrix system hears a clank and then a gear whirring, and then a variety of other mechanical sounds as you see the robots along the rail start to jump to life. And at first, they kind of sway back and forth a bit as they build up momentum, and then the whole track starts to move, and you see these arms roaring along the track, disappearing into different sections of the facility, and then the track comes to a stop in front of you, and where there were two little robot arms before, you see two defense turrets that have come along the track. And they stop, and you see the guns start to wind up. We quickly pop back to Olivia and Mimi in the aviary. Mimi has just demonstrated their powers and somehow incepted a variety of thoughts and feelings and emotions into your mind, which is extremely unsettling. But before you really have a time to react to it, or at least to gather your thoughts enough to do anything, a terminal on the wall nearby lights up. And you see Mimi notice it and quickly walk over to it. And there's a big, like, flashing red notification that they dismiss. And they start typing quickly. And you see lines of text and images appear. And you are able to pick out a few of the words on there, which is basically alert, security breach, exhale, warehouse. They get a grimace on their face. And they start kind of nervously chewing at the sleeve of their shirt. And they say, oh, this could be a problem. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to this episode of The House of Bob. Please give us a review on Apple Podcasts. We'd really appreciate it. We actually got some really nice reviews recently, which we talked about in the chat, and we were really touched. It was some really nice stuff. So thank you very much. Tell a friend about the show. We love to get more people involved. If you'd like to support the show, consider checking out our Patreon. You get a lot of bonus content on there, like our director's commentary, some extra little one-shots and goodies like that. Lots of RPG zines and a monthly blog post coming up. I'd like to thank our existing patrons. That's Volt, Tyler K, Tom Wesley, Mike, Sylvia Douglas, Scooter Emerson, Robert, Ray Kearney, Rowan Frick, Luke Conroy, Kieran Duffy, Keith Haddad, Josh Jordan, John Julius, Jessica, Bucket 12, and William Wesley. Artwork was by Sean at Sean Makes. Audio production by Alex of Astronomic Audio. And the music was by John Julius, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution. Special thanks to Hamish Cameron for designing the Sprawl RPG system. That's all we have for today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Roll on.
The goose is loose.